Excuse me, is this where I register for graduation?
Ah, you are graduating, are you then?
Yes, that's right. This is my fourth year as an engineering major, so I'm all finished come May.
Well, congratulations. And yes, I'm the person you want to be speaking with. I'm one of the graduation advisors, and I can walk you through the process.
There's a process? I thought I just, you know, went to the ceremony.
Oh, I'm afraid there's a bit more to it than that. First of all, have you received your invitation to graduate yet?
I don't think so.
That's all right. It's only February. Those usually are sent out by the 1st of May. We used to send them by post, but now everything's digital. So watch your inbox.
Okay. What do I do with it?
Read through it. It'll tell you all about the ceremony, how many guests you can bring. I think it's 5. There's a reply to invitation link in the e-invite, and you use that to reserve your spot.
For my guests as well?
Yes, yes.
That's right, fine and dandy. What if I need to add people later?
Just give us a call and we'll let you know if there are still seats.
It's free though, right?
For the guests, yes. There are costs incurred by graduating students. You have to pay for your cap and gown, for the copy of your diploma.
Wait, I have to buy my own cap and gown? Isn't there a rental option?
Why, yes, of course, but either way there will be costs. You do pay only about a fourth of the price if you rent, however.
I guess there's no way around that. So all I have to do is reply to the invitation?
No, that's just the start. You'll be given instructions on how to apply for graduation, which can be done either here in person or online.
Apply? Why would I have to apply?
We have many students who, even at the end of their fourth years, haven't earned all of the credits they need to graduate or have outstanding bills or issues that would prevent them from walking. So, all students who want to graduate have to be reviewed by an exit counsellor. That's what the applications are for, to make sure your records are checked before you make all of the ceremony arrangements.
Okay, and what if there's a problem?
Then you'd work that out with your academic advisor and the exit counsellor. Sometimes students wait another term before graduating.
Well, I won't have that problem, so I'm not worried. But this may be a strange question to ask, but what is graduation day like? I admit I'm a bit nervous about it all.
No worries, mate. It can be stressful. You go to the main hall and register yourself upon arrival. Then you'll follow the sign to your seat, and there'll be a ceremony attendant there to help you get sorted. The ceremony mostly consists of speeches, so the only thing you do is walk up to accept your diploma.
In the middle of the ceremony? The end?
More towards the end.
Hmm.
When you get back to your seat, it's best to check your actual diploma to make sure there aren't any errors. If there are, and this does sometimes happen, then you bring it to the attention of the staff at the registration desk near the entrance to the hall.
Okay. Will I get a copy of my transcripts with the diploma?
No, I'm afraid not. You actually have to request those from the registrar's office, and it can take around 3 to 4 weeks to receive them by post.
Fair enough.
Do you have any other questions?
Not at the moment.
Great. If you need anything else, just give me a call or send me an email. Here's my card.
Thanks.